in the cases of many of the legionnaires' Astartes now lost to the light of the Emperor and polluted by basest treachery, there has been a tendency, albeit a furtive and dangerous one, for imperial historians to ponder the why, to muse upon how pious loyalty can turn to poisoned betrayal. In the case of the subjects of this record, however, many a chronicler imperialis, this one included, can do little but shudder and place their quills down, for even when this legion was counted amongst the body of the Imperium's 18, their existence was one of diseased necessity. Argued by their scant supporters to be a means to a blood-soaked end, a barbaric requirement meant to usher in a more enlightened age, it nonetheless must be acknowledged that to unleash such a force upon the galaxy must surely count high amongst the most dreadful of the many sins of humanity. Know then that this is a record of the origin and history of the 8th Legion Night Lords. Given the abhorrent outrages for which they would become indelibly known, it is perhaps unsurprising that the 8th Legion saw its origin amongst the darkest of Terra's prison complexes. With the homeworld an oft-irradiated wasteland of hive cities built upon the ruins of millennia, the deepest sinks and underhives of these megacities were where the populaces of Terra's many polities and petty kingdoms would send their worst and most dangerous criminals. The subterranean caverns became wretched battlegrounds where the dregs of Terran humanity fought, with murderers, serial killers, arsonists, and rapists vying for vicious control over the scant resources their jailers granted them. As millions lived and died in these Stygian hellholes, some, against all odds, bore children, and it was from these foundlings that the Emperor would draw the first subjects to be inducted into the 8th Legion Astartes. Pale, dour, and silent creatures, the 8th's initiates, paired with their new legion's gene seed to a nearly perfect degree, undoubtedly a product of the Emperor's wisdom, it heightened the pallid tone of their skin to almost alabaster white, but augmented their ability to see in low-light conditions. For men raised in the sunless sinks of Terran underhives, the natural low-light vision they possessed was now elevated to an ability to see in total darkness, to such an extent that the Astartes of the 8th were now actively averse to harmful sunlight, requiring them to rely on their power armor in order to operate in daylight conditions. Because of this fickle gift, the 8th rapidly came to favor night engagements, walking in the darkness where their brother legions walked in the light. The Emperor set his new legion to their role in his unification wars almost immediately, and it would come to define their place in the crusade to come. Terra had many a regime that had bent the knee to the master of mankind simply out of expediency, to save themselves from annihilation, or simply because they believed the Emperor to be another inconsequential tyrant whose reign would be short-lived. Too short-sighted to realize the scope of the endeavor they had pledged themselves to, or indeed, the great and terrible import of the Emperor's law, some continued to flout imperial decree, illegally using psychic powers or psychic individuals, pursuing now proscribed knowledge and weaponry, or tampering with human genetic engineering. These crimes, knowingly committed, called not just for suppression, but severe reprisal, and for this, the 8th Legion found its calling. The price for defying the Lord of the Imperium demanded to be paid in blood, and the 8th Legion were humanity's nocturnal tallymen. Their methods, to some akin to the savage butchery meted out by the 12th Legion World Eaters, were altogether more sadistic, premeditated slaughter designed to instill a crippling fear into their enemies. This penchant, and indeed desire, for calculated panic, though early learned, would go on to become the Legion's defining characteristic. As the Great Crusade left the homeworld, the headsmen of the 8th, blooded in the vitae of the recidivists of Terra, took to the stars, and to a dread reunion. To the benighted world of Nostramo, the Primarch Conrad Kurz fell in a fiery arrival. For a few moments, the brightest thing in the sky of his new home, Kurz, merely a foundling, found himself in the middle of a society riven with the most despicable corruption and suffering. Throughout the Age of Strife, Nostramo had, unlike most other human worlds, maintained a small local stellar presence thanks to its phenomenal mineral wealth. The world was rich in adamantine ore, and the humans of Nostramo dug deeply into their world to extract its precious veins. Adamantium brought to the barons and merchants of Nostramo fabulous wealth, but to most of the population, it brought only misery. It has often been said, albeit perhaps apocryphally, that overpopulation was kept in check not by natural causes, but by suicide. The planet's skies were choked with the smog that the system's dying sun could barely scratch, and this, coupled with Nostromo's tidally locked orbit and the position of its moon Tenebor, meant the world was shrouded in a perpetual night, even at noon on the highest of summer days. Life was cheap in the baroque, crumbling hive cities. Laws were irrelevant, for the ruling bodies that controlled their enforcement were utterly corrupt and venal. Murder was the currency of life. The existence of an Ostraman depended upon their quick wit, their skill with the blade, whom they knew, and to whose gang they belonged. Gang culture pervaded the populace, formed in place of a proper civic structure. In the slums, they fought over territory and resources like predators, their miniature wars a thing of pure desperation. In the factorums and mining complexes, they were almost analogous to trade unions, industrial middlemen who would impress the wider populace into labor, more akin to slavery than anything else. Elsewhere in the higher hive stacks, the nobility pranced the night streets on hunts and vendettas, sporting garish outfits and indulging every hedonistic whim. An impressively intricate web of alliances, oaths, favors, and understandings, constantly shifting, wove its way through these gangs, all of whom would owe ultimate fealty to some gang baron or other. Ultimately, Nostromo could be characterized in this fashion as a neo-feudal society, albeit one built on the most truly heinous of pretenses. Unlike his many brothers, Conrad Kurz matured alone. He had no foster family, no surrogates or teachers. The infant Primarch quickly learned the kill-or-be-killed laws of Nostromo's streets and sinks, preying upon those who would seek to take advantage of him. The child learned of his superhuman skill through the blood of his enemies. These men, slower and weaker than he, were fragile things, easily broken. When he could not scavenge the flesh of street animals to sustain himself, it was darkly whispered that Kurz feasted on the dead. It is interesting to note that, despite the almost indescribably horrific childhood, the Primarch did not become akin to all of those who were raised on Nostromo. Instead, perhaps something of the Emperor's design asserted itself, for as he aged and matured rapidly, Kurz began to impose a form of justice upon the streets of Nostromo Quintus, the hive in which he had made his lair. Instead of becoming a simple murderer, Kurz began killing with vengeful purpose and intent. The criminals of Nostromo Quintus began disappearing, to be found mutilated beyond all recognition. Flayed skin splayed across walls, severed heads leering from windowsills, disemboweled organs spelling out crude semblances of Nostraman sigil language. Soon, gangs and cartels vanished wholesale, in some cases leaving behind only a single survivor, whose eyes had been brutally torn out, sobbing out the simple message, "I am coming for you." To the citizens of Nostromo, this new terror, dubbed the Night Haunter, became unto law. A perverse peace settled upon the tenebrous planet, civic order maintained, not through choice, but by the paralyzing fear of what lurked out in the dark. Despite his unique upbringing, Conrad Kurz did manage to do what almost all of his brothers had also accomplished, to become the ruler of his new home. It was almost a century after the Great Crusade had dusted off from the atomic wastes of Terra that the Emperor came to Nostromo, clad in, it was said, a light that blinded any who looked upon it. Kurz submitted to his father's will with no opposition. Some chroniclers point to the scant details of the latent psychic abilities within the Night Haunter, having shown him this meeting years before it happened. This, along with a more intimate and terrible history of the Primarch, will be covered in later record. But it is known that when Kurz was reunited with his legion, he oversaw an effectively seamless transition of leadership. Tutored not by his father, but by his brother, the 3rd Legion's Primarch Fulgrim, Kurz rapidly digested the maxims of Astartes' Legion strategy as easily as he had learned the ways of the gutter. Whereas some Primarch reunions wrought extreme changes upon a legion, the 8th barely changed. To the scions of the Terran prisons, their fatalistic Nostraman brothers were a dark kin, merely separated by stellar distance. Both were raised in lightless places, both shunned the sun in favor of the night, and all were possessed of a cynical, defeatist, and black-and-white view of both human nature and the galaxy at large. The Legion continued operating almost as if one of the most momentous events in its history had simply not occurred. However, it marked the beginning of the 8th's descent into deepest malignancy. With Conrad Kurz departed, the people of Nostromo, suddenly free from the seemingly omniscient gaze of the Night Haunter, descended once more into vile lawlessness. The newly installed imperial authorities of the planet could do little to stem the tide. Many were corrupted by the pleasures and riches offered to them by the barons, while the most steadfastly pure were conveniently disposed of, with their new replacements proving much more pliable. This was to have a disastrous effect on 8th Legion recruitment. When Conrad Kurz had joined his legion, he had taken with him the cream of society, such as it was, to become the first of the 8th's new Astartes. Now the degenerate Nostramon authorities sent the legion the dregs of the planet's hives, scum saturated with the blood of the world's gutters. The 8th soon began to be swiftly poisoned from within. Recently renamed the Night Lords by their Primarch, the Legion saw its ranks filled by murderers and psychotics gifted with superhuman abilities. Twisted versions of Nostramon gang rituals became commonplace, such as the marking of the gauntlets of a legionary condemned to death with deepest red paint. The excesses of the 8th upon Terra were magnified a hundredfold by Nostramon Astartes raised upon the tales and exploits of their Dark King, who took to adorning their own armor with horrific artwork, or in many cases, the blood, bones, flayed skin, and heads of enemies or civilians they had killed. Peace through rampant atrocity, victory through indiscriminate carnage, these were now the doctrines of this perverse legion. It simply no longer occurred to the Sour 8th to use anything other than total force to achieve its war aims. While this was doctrine amongst certain other legions, namely the 14th Legion Death Guard and 12th Legion World Eaters, the Night Lords were to become widely known for the pleasure they appeared to take in meting out appalling suffering. Rather than simply devastating a world's population, the Night Lords would devote time and attention to terrorizing the population. During a campaign, it was a common tactic for the 8th Legion to hijack a planet's communication systems to broadcast audio and visual recordings of murder and butchery, the looped and terrifying media accompanying with terrible symmetry the barbarism the Legion would be conducting upon the planet's populace. Screams would ring through the air, both artificial and dreadfully real. Kurz and his Legion were moral absolutists, insofar as the depraved Astartes of the 8th can be said to ascribe to any form of morality. The Primarch believed, as he had been raised to, that the idea of peace and law could only be held through fear of reprisal. In this, his results were not exactly unsuccessful. Planets brought into compliance by the Night Lords were steadfastly loyal, kept in line by a total terror of the return of their liberators. Systems would in some cases surrender wholesale after one demonstration of the 8th's tendencies, or simply by a whisper of their very name. Nevertheless, the butcher pits, the towers of flayed human skin, the entire cities left crucified, these were not the actions of a legion for whom the end simply justified the means. These were the action of Astartes who enjoyed the pain they brought to their enemies, who reveled in the monsters that they were. Kurz himself, seeing his legion fester and become filled with the very criminals and murderers he despised so much, became dangerously unstable. He grew to hate his own sons, seeing his own genetic stock as his ultimate failure, yet he could not stop himself from using them as a tool for his own absolutist ideology. The galaxy must be brought to heel, the lawless must be punished, and justice must be done by any means necessary. If the 8th was Conrad Kurz's weapon for this, then so be it. As the Night Lord's Primarch descended into madness and bitterness, the Legion drove ever onward, carving a bloody trail of butchery through system after system, even as their fellow legions began to openly decry their record and methods, and the Emperor himself turned his gaze upon them.